Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mr. King, attorney for one of the women who filed a sexual harassment complaint against
you. Don't even go there.
No gossip.
Can I ask my question?
No.
Because no gossip.
Can I ask a good question?
Where's my chief staff?
I'm right here.
Please send him the journalistic code of ethics.
There's Herman Cain apparently done answering questions about the harassment allegations that were raised last week. He's now passing out a code of ethics offering guidelines to people who are asking questions, so-called journalists, on how to report on stories. That's kind of an interesting twist on the reality, isn't it? Here are the rules, ladies and gentlemen. Follow them or not at your own peril. It sounds like that's how the pieces are fitting together. The Herman Cain situation, the presidential race, part of the weekend radio conversation and television talk, Sunday morning programs that do interviews with the newsmakers, et cetera, often make the news for the weekend conversation. As we start a new week, the first full week of November 2011, the program in focus now is CBS's Face the Nation, where Bob Schieffer talks to political strategists Ed Gillespie and Ed Rollins about Herman Cain and the way he responded to the allegations.
Charges of sexual harassment were raised against him, and at one point it was just every stop he would either add or change the story and talk about what had happened. I want to just play you just a brief clip of his week in Washington.
I have never sexually harassed anyone. It is totally baseless and totally false. I do remember the formal allegation she made in terms of sexual harassment. As far as a settlement, I am unaware of any sort of settlement. I was aware that an agreement was reached. I got out in front and was direct in addressing this issue.
So, Ed Gillespie, you were the head of the Republican Party at one point. You've been a strategist in many campaigns over the years. The Cain people keep saying end of story. Is it the end of the story?
Well, I don't know if it's the end of the story. And obviously, anytime you're talking about sexual harassment instead of your tax reform plan, you're not on the message you want to be on. I do think, though, that a lot of Republican voters think that, you know, when there's an anonymous allegation, that there's a sense amongst many Republicans that there's a, you know, that's not exactly fair. Two, I think that conservatives believe that liberals have a kind of a special disdain for black conservatives, and I think that they feel that there's an unfairness that's at play here. And so I think that actually, you know, this is not as damaging to Herman Cain. The third thing I would say is that, he is an unconventional candidate, but it's an unconventional year. His response has been unconventional. But I think one of the things you're seeing, at least you're not seeing yet, is as much damage as you would expect in other years or with other campaigns.
Well, you're right on that, because the only poll we have since all this began was in the Washington Post. It showed that his support had not lessened at all. But as for liberals being behind it, he was saying at one point this week it was not liberals but the Perry campaign that had leaked this information. Ed Rollins, what do you think he has to do now? Has he been hurt by all of this, even though the polls show he's generally holding the support he had?
Well, first of all, sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks for polls, for this incidents to really show up in polls. And this segment of the electorate that he has, this 25%, you know, there's been 7 people who have been front runners in this campaign since the beginning, and most of them have had that same 25-30% that he's had, everybody from Trump to Bachman to Perry and now to Cain. So I think that vote will move back and forth a little bit until it's solidified. He's not out of this yet. He can't basically say, I'm not going to answer any more questions on this. As facts come forward, even though it's an unconventional campaign with an unconventional candidate, Republicans want to win. We want basically a candidate who can go up against Obama and beat him, and we think we've got an excellent opportunity for that. So this is there's a year to go. There's less than 60 days to go before the Iowa caucuses. So a week is a lifetime in politics. A month is even more so, and a year is an eternity. So I think you're going to see a lot of things happening, and I think that Herman has not basically either answered the questions correctly or has seen the last of this.
All right, so what does Herman Cain do in your opinion? 800-510-8255 as we survey the hot hits from the Weekend in Talk Radio. Here is host Joe Crummy, along with Patty Steele and Noam Layden, talking about the Cain campaign blaming the Perry campaign for leaking this story.
Now, here's how it breaks down, because what the Cain campaign is now saying that it is the Perry campaign that leaked this. And their proof is this. I mean, I know they put up one of their guys on TV yesterday to talk about it. The proof is this, that Herman Cain's campaign blaming the leak on the Perry campaign, I wrote this down, is that it was leaked by a guy named Kurt Anderson, who worked for Cain when Cain ran for Senate in 2004 and lost.
And he told him about it.
That's what's really interesting about it. This guy, in other words, used to work for Herman Cain a couple of years ago. He's one of his guys. But he's a political pro, hired a gun kind of guy. But now that guy's working for Perry. So the guy went over and started working for Perry, guess what, 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
When the story went to Politico, and by the way, this guy Kurt Anderson supposedly also is a regular contributor to Politico.
Huh.
So that is the logic.
So
when the Cain people say, this is where it went down, but that makes Cain actually look really stupid. That makes him look worse than stupid. That makes him look like a liar. Because when he was first asked about the sexual stuff, he says, I don't know anything about
remember,
it.
Yeah.
Right. Here's a guy that personally briefed this guy when he was running for Senate.
Now, there's a problem we may run into.
He personally briefed him. It wasn't like one of my buddies did it. Cain is the one who told him personally, Kurt Anderson, look, I got a thing in the past. It may come out in the wash. Here's what it is.
Did it come out at the time?
No, it did not come out in the Senate. It did not. All right,
that's because he was working for him.
Well, running, you know, that's true. But running for Senate isn't the same thing as running for president. That's when all bets are off. So it undermines Cain's credibility. Last week when they initially asked him about it, he played dumb.
Right.
And what's that about? Now he can't play dumb anymore. That makes him look even worse.
Well, you know what he's proving here is that
that's a big thing.
The cover-up is always much worse than the crime.
Absolutely.
He should have had his come-to-Jesus moment the first day. His come-to-Jesus moment should have been right there. This is what I did.
Haven't you told your kids the same thing?
Yeah. Get it out of the way.
And then
you'd find out what would happen. Maybe people would let it go.
And now they're not going to let it go.
We're not going
to stop until we get one of these women out there. Gloria Allred has already put the call through. There's no question about it.
I forget that Gloria Allred was involved. Yes, so that'll give it a little bit of spice. Meanwhile, the conversation will continue. Who's on first? And it appears to be Herman Cain still. So people are not that upset about this, at least the rank-and-file Republicans. Does that mean that Obama can... he doesn't even have any of these kind of problems in his closet, but the only thing he doesn't have that are problems in his closet. So how does this all play out? Hey, time will tell. And you will tell. Your thoughts and opinions are certainly part of the action here as we review the weekend conversation on Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 14 past the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Head to a better state, Safe Farm.
I just don't know that that's there. 800-510-8255. Okay, from the Meet the Press program on NBC, David Gregory talked to Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who thinks Herman Cain needs to address this issue head on.
You said this week, Herman Cain's got to get all the facts out on the table. Now he's saying, that's it, I'm not talking about it anymore. How does he do that?
Well, I think it's very hard to get back on message if everybody is interested in these other issues. When I was at the White House under President Reagan, one time Henry Kissinger spoke to us and he said, in politics and government, when there's bad news, get it out fast. That bad news is not like fine wine. It doesn't improve with age. So I think what he wants to do is get back on message, and the way to do that is get all the facts on the table, get it behind him.
But nobody can say, Governor Barbour, that...
I think this is fatal.
Finish that point. I'm sorry. You do not think it's fatal.
I'm not one of the people that thinks this is necessarily fatal. This may not hurt him at all. But he needs to know. But people need to know what the facts are, and that's the challenge for him right now, to get those out as quickly as possible, get it behind him.
Look, his fundraising's up. They say this week his poll standings seem strong. It would not really hurt him aside from the favorability rating being down this morning. In some ways, do you see the Republican Party, at least an aspect of it, doubling down on him on this thing?
When people said in the poll they didn't think it was serious, I think most of them were saying they don't take seriously the charges. They don't believe they're true, that they believe that they're a political attack on Cain. If that's the truth, then what Herman Cain needs to do is push very hard to make those facts plain. Get all the cards on the table face up. I do think you have the smell here of Clarence Thomas, of where people thought he was clearly just being attacked by somebody that for years and years and years and years had never said a peep about him until he became a conservative African-American nominee for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, although
I think that
let's
is
remember
more the
something
issue
here.
Than whether it's bad.
Let's remember something here. His accuser here has decided not to come public to put her face on this, did not want to come out and endure all everything here. This was a settled matter. This was actually a settlement that did exist. She's not coming out here to hurt him any further.
Well, you know, that's a two-sided coin for Herman Cain. It would be better to be able to confront your accuser just like you can in a court of law. And it may make other people say, well, gee, if she's not willing to say it publicly, I'm not so sure I believe it.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and we're overviewing the Herman Cain situation from the weekend. 800-510-8255. Some more of that coming up, plus the latest from conversations about the Occupy gang around the country, how much more influence they're having. Is there really one theme? The answer to that question is no. Plus your calls at 800-510-8255.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we're investigating the Howard Cain situation, at least investigating it from the point of view of what the weekend programs on radio and television have had to say. Plus, your calls at 800-510-8255. Jack is in Palm Springs listening to the countdown, so you can have your way with us now, Jack. Go ahead.
I'm wondering about President Obama's sexual orientation, because there's no record of him having girlfriends. The president always says women flirt with him. He doesn't flirt with other women. And I'm wondering if he's AC/DC and he uses the wife and kids as a cover. He seems to be like George W. Bush, the two of them, using the wives as cover, but Bush walking hand in hand with Karl Rove and Gonzalez, his two boyfriends. And I really think Obama is AC/DC. And I do believe he'll be a one-term president, because I don't think we need presidents who go around murdering American citizens and foreign leaders like Gaddafi, because Gaddafi wouldn't go along with AFRICOM. I mean, to murder Gaddafi and take over his country because he wouldn't want to belong to the African Command, the new Legion of the Empire that Obama's setting up with General Carter Ham and infiltrating special forces into Uganda, it'll be 20,000 in Africa, and we don't need to be a worldwide empire. We don't need to have perverts, AC/DCs like Bush and Obama in office.
Okay, sir. All right, we got the point. 800-510-8255. Some pretty strong on that grape juice. From CNN, the State of the Union Sunday program, Candy Crowley talks to Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison about Rick Perry.
There is a poll out in Texas about the Republican presidential primary race, which essentially shows that Herman Cain is tied with Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, the sitting governor of Texas, in the presidential primary race there. Does that surprise you?
Well, you know, I think that if you ask Texans about this race, it's more mixed than it was, for instance, when George W. Bush was running. And
why is that?
I guess, I think when you've been in office for a long time, you have a record, and that record is fair game. And I think that some of the things in his record have certainly not been helpful. Certainly the Trans-Texas Corridor was something that I had talked about, and it was a running over of private property rights. And I think that's something that has stuck with the Farm Bureau and people who own land. So I think those are some of the things that you have a record, just like I have a record. And any senator who's running has had votes that are controversial. And I think that you have to make choices, and you do make choices. You make people mad. That's part of the political process. And so I think that it's just different, and that it is what it is.
Let me ask you about Herman Cain specifically. Has anything that you've heard publicly over the past week disturbed you or made you think, I'm not sure Herman Cain is the best answer for the Republican Party in 2012?
Not at all. I just don't see anonymous sources as fair against a candidate. I think if someone has a real concern, they should come out and say it. But nothing that I've heard in the press that I have read is other than off-color remarks, which, I think that he paid a price for that, as maybe he should. But I don't sense that there is something so far that has come out, other than from anonymous sources, that he spoke badly. And so I don't think that, I kind of think that this is a presidential campaign thing where his, opponents are coming forward and trying to dredge things up. But unless there's something that's really sexual harassment, which I would stand firmly against and say that would be a problem. But until something comes out that's concrete, I think it's politics as usual.
All right, so Herman Cain became Howard Cain for a moment there. We move on. More politics up next on the Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With freedomtelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is freedomtelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Countdown overviewing several of the items from the weekend, including the presidential race, the focus on Herman Cain, a little bit more of that, 800-510-8255, and some Occupy group conversation, kind of a, it's group group therapy. We'll get to that as well. First, though, here's radio host Lou Pate talking about the news media engaging in a character assassination of Herman Cain.
What went on this week in the media is disgusting. It is repugnant because they cast aside anything to do with sexual harassment. They hid behind sexual harassment to basically condemn the character of one man. Now, whether you're a Democrat or whether you're a Republican, whether you're a conservative to the far right, tree-hugging Berkeley liberal to the far left, feminist, it doesn't matter. What went on this week, the assassination of the character of Herman Cain, has nothing to do with sexual harassment, has everything to do with politics, and has everything to do with power. Do you understand it? Listen to me. Forget Republican. Forget Democrat. This is about human beings. All right? And they took this man based on allegations of sexual harassment that was settled, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, sometime in the 90s, and dragged him through the mud. Why? Because of his political ideology. Because he represents something that the power elite, the liberal media in this country, does not agree with. Screw freedom of the press. Screw freedom of speech. Screw freedom of privacy. They threw it all out the window. This is no different than a cop who has the trust of the people. The media in this country has the trust of the American people. Now bear with me here. The media in this country has the trust of the American people. So when you trust someone, whether it be a teacher, whether it be a cop, whether it be a judge, You trust them, your guard is down, because there is a level of trust there that makes you feel comfortable. And the media has that trust, as a cop, as a teacher, as a judge. There's a trust there. It's like if you're having work done on your house. I can give you 100 analogies. If you're having work done on your house and someone coming to fix your hot water heater or put in a new hot water heater or new floors or whatever is a friend of the family or someone that comes highly recommended, your guard is down because you trust this person because they come from somewhere that you know. Someone recommended them. Same goes for the media. We assume that there's a level of trust, that they're bringing us the news, they're bringing us the information that is accurate. This week was anything but that.
All right, so we have Lou Pate, the character assassination of Herman Cain ongoing. You agree with his point of view? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and the other ways in the social media. Explanation on how to do that is in the listen box at DougStephan.com, where you can also find previous hours of the countdown. Here's radio man Brian Joyce talking about who is behind the leak of the allegations against Herman Cain.
Who do you think is behind these allegations? That's one of the big questions that's out there, too. There's a lot of people out there who believe that it's Barack Obama and the Democrats who are behind these allegations against Herman Cain. A lot of people think that Barack Obama maybe stands to lose his mojo, let's say, if another African-American man, a conservative African-American man no less, were to run against him head-to-head in 2012. So there are some people out there who think that Democrats are out there planting these stories, feeding them to Politico, and Politico's out there putting them out on the web. I am of the belief, I think, it's a GOP insider. And now Herman Cain has come out. He came out this week. On Thursday, Herman Cain insisted that Rick Perry's campaign leaked these sexual harassment allegations against him to the media, even after his chief of staff appeared to soften that claim earlier today. Quote, "I don't see another way it could have come out," Cain said. "There aren't enough breadcrumbs that we can lay down that leads us anywhere else at this point in time." Perry's chief of staff, Mark Block, on Wednesday accused Kurt Anderson, a Perry staffer who worked as a consultant on Cain's 2004 failed Senate campaign, of wrongdoing and demanded an apology from the Texas governor. This guy, Anderson, denies the charges on national television. So Herman Cain has come out. Now, they've backed off of it a little bit, but Herman Cain believes that it's Rick Perry's campaign that's feeding this stuff to Politico. There are other people out there who believe it's the Democrats who are feeding this stuff to Politico. I believe that it's a GOP insider that's doing this. I think that there's a certain element of the GOP establishment that does not believe Herman Cain can win this election. And a lot of them have come out and said that. Guys like Karl Rove are not big fans of Herman Cain. A lot of the media experts and pundits out there, guys like Bill O'Reilly, saying Herman Cain is not going to be the nominee, folks. Go out and vote for somebody else. So I think there's a lot of people, establishment people within the conservative movement, who, number one, are a little bit doubtful of this 999 plan, and number two, they want to do their best to make sure that Herman Cain does not get the GOP nomination.
All right, nothing new in that conversation. The same blah, blah we've been hearing for a week or so, sort of summarized there by Brian Joyce. 800-510-8255. All right, before we leave the presidential race, the discussion about Cain aside, here from Fox is Chris Wallace talking to Ron Paul about the latest polls and Paul's win in Illinois.
The voting, and this is remarkable, is now less than 2 months away. I want to put up a couple of recent polls. In the latest Des Moines Register poll, you're running third in Iowa, but 10 points behind Cain and Romney. In the latest Time poll, you're running third in South Carolina by about the same margin. Now, we should point out that you won the Iowa straw poll yesterday, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
On that, sir. But how do you expand your support? How do you go from being a respectable third to actually winning?
Well, the one thing is it's not by changing my message, because I've had a message that's been the same. But the message becomes more appropriate every day because I have talked about, you know, our monetary system, our spending, our debt. And we're in the midst now of a sea change in the world because of this expansion of debt worldwide. And we're on the hook for it because we have a dollar reserve standard and the American taxpayer is on the hook. And it's moving in this direction. This is in the news every single day. We spend too much and My message is cut spending, not raise taxes. Change the opinion about what government should do. But in my proposal, I say real spending cuts, not like the others, tinkering on the edges. I want a $1 trillion cut in the first year to show that it's spending that is the problem.
We're going to get to that in a minute. And I should point out, of course, it was the Illinois straw poll. The Iowa straw poll was back in August and 8th.
I'll take both of them.
Well, there you go. You almost won the Iowa straw poll. Many conservatives say that they like your views on less spending, smaller government, adhering to the Constitution. But the problem they have, the bridge too far, is foreign policy. They're upset with what they view as isolationist views, especially when it comes to fighting the war on terror.
Yeah, and I think that is a false charge about isolationism. Isolationism is when you put on some protectionism and you don't want to trade with people and you don't want to travel. And mine is the opposite. Mine is really very open. But I don't want troops around the world because I think it hurts our national defense. By having too many troops, it helps bankrupt our country. The wars that we have been fighting that were undeclared and from my viewpoint, you know, illegal and unconstitutional. But in the last 10 years, this foreign expenditures around the world has contributed about $4 trillion worth of our debt. So we can't change that. But I think we're better off served. Our national security is better off by a different foreign policy.
He's right about one thing. His remarks, his comments, his thoughts, and his principles do seem to have more value each and every day. By the way, whatever happened, as a question, a rhetorical question maybe, to the Fast and Furious controversy of a month or so ago? The news media was on that, like, what is the expression, stink on manure or whatever, and now it's no, who's talking about it? Where's the investigation? 800-510-8255. Craig is in Tioga, North Dakota. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the Countdown.
Hey, Doug. That's the only guy that's relevant to me is Ron Paul. The rest of them can all...
The rest of them leave a lot to be desired.
Oh, my God. Ron Paul makes so much sense. This is the guy we should be talking about. Hell, he wins every straw poll, and nobody talks about it. But I want to say one thing about Kerr McCain. I hope we can bury the hatchet after this. Is it possible that Herman Cain did this on purpose? Because really, I don't think he really wanted to become president anyway. I think this is all about a book tour, and he might have put that out there himself. Because I don't think he really wants to become president myself.
Well, a lot of people have suggested that, and yeah. Who knows? At this point in time, who knows who's telling the truth or what the truth is?
I think we should just focus on Ron Paul, because to me, that's the only serious candidate up there.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Occupy whatever. The occupiers in the focus for the rest of the Countdown. Stand by.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with
taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking today about I don't ask much out of life. Okay, how many times do you say to yourself, you know, I don't ask much out of life. I really don't. Just give me the small things that I ask for. And you know what? You will get the small things that you ask for, and you won't get much out of life. On the other hand, when you say to yourself and to others, I ask a lot out of life, you know what you'll receive back? A lot out of life. What we ask for is what we get. If we don't ask for it, we won't get it. So one of the things we always have to say to ourselves in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, I ask a lot out of life, and I know life will give it back to me once I ask. I ask a lot out of life. I deserve it. It comes to me. It is something that will make my life a terrific life that I can enjoy because I ask for it. So always ask a lot out of life. Enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersand, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Let's get to the Occupy. They've been dubbed the Occupy Wall Street gang, but they're occupying a lot of time and talent around the country, talent in the form of police officers who are watching. I think there's been a little too much concern about what some of them are doing. But at any rate, here from radio, host Mac Watson, Larry Gatos, and Jamie West talk about how the protesters are dealing with those who are homeless that they encounter.
The Occupy folks in different cities want to boot out the homeless people.
The homeless.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Because we've kind of talked about...
We talked about this earlier in the week.
Yeah.
That at least Occupy Phoenix, you have people who are homeless that are there. They say they're there because of the free food.
Mm-hmm.
The free pizza to occupy time. Literally, they're space keepers, if you will. They're space taker-uppers.
People are coming for a free meal if they're homeless.
Right.
And they're being counted as the Occupy organization.
Right.
Which is total bull.
Right.
And it's jacking their numbers up and making them look bigger than they really are.
But now you've got free food, shelter, and medical care at these Occupy encampments nationwide. They're attracting people who are... Not the one percenters, that's for sure.
No, but if you are the occupiers and you are saying you're the 99%,
mm-hmm.
you have it much better than the homeless people, yet you're kicking them out. Isn't that hypocritical? I mean,
is it smart because they know if they attract more homeless people, maybe the cops will shut them down for vagrancy? I don't know. I mean, they're saying that the cops are pushing the homeless and the mentally ill into those camps so they start stuff in the Occupy movement.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
If the homeless aren't among the 1% and they aren't among the 99%...
Where are they?
Where do they belong?
Well, they're not with the 1%.
Right.
That's for sure. They're with the 99%. So it's hypocritical of this movement to kick out the homeless people. And that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, that's amazing. If you're trying to say, oh, we're fighting for rights and some people don't have it as good, as bad as us, and look at the one percenters, and, you know, we don't like how the one percenters treat the 99%ers. Well, now you have the 99%ers treating the homeless people bad.
Yeah.
They're total hypocrites.
But are they hypocrites or are they playing this smart? You can't, when you have a movement like this, you can't, I mean, it sounds ironic, but you can't include everybody. Because you're not focusing on homeless issues, you're focusing on something else. The homeless are tagging along and taking up all these resources.
They're not there.
And they don't want to be there to cause trouble, and the occupiers don't want to be kicked out because of the homeless.
But the homeless are part of the 99%.
Yes.
If the richest Americans are the 1%, everybody else is part of Occupy, according to Occupy, whatever it is, then everybody else is in that 99%, and that includes homeless people, so how can you kick them out?
Right, but again, it's like, where is the focus? The focus isn't on the homeless problem right now.
Right.
The focus, because, I mean, geez, that's been going on for years.
And you know that the homeless people are not there for the movement. They're there for the food.
Right.
And I think that's smart. Go get a meal when you can go get a meal. I think that's the best way, you know, if you're a homeless person, go and get the mail.
800-510-8255. More on the Occupiers as Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Occupy Wall Street bunch, and whether or not the idea here is to focus on what's good in America, what's bad in America. Occupy protesters returned to the streets of Atlanta this past weekend, the day after a police crackdown on a gathering organized by the movement. But what is the movement, and who are the people in the movement? It's been treated very simplistically by the news media, trying to portray them as something that they're like some large cabal, or everybody who's protesting is protesting the same thing, which is sheer nonsense. That's not it at all. That's not what's going on at all. Here are hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking about a small business that may wind up going out of business because of these protests.
In New York, there's a Milk Street Cafe, which is right near Wall Street. Apparently, it's at Milk and Wall Street, right?
Yep.
Near the OWS protest, say they will have to, they may have to close, thus putting 21 people out of work. This guy had a booming business before the Occupy protests got underway, and now people are going to be out of work because they put barricades up to contain the protest. This guy went to the city. They won't do anything because they have to contain the protests. I love the owner's quote. This has got to be America again. You have to be free to walk around. Thanks, OWS. Because this guy basically had a thriving business a month and a half, 2 months, or 3 months ago that is gone. His lunch business is about, what did he say? Something like about 45 tables in the restaurant, and now he has about three people in there, something like that. Yeah,
apparently it has something to do with barricades that have been put up by the NYPD to deal with the protesters. His name's Mark Epstein. And Mark Epstein has said that if this thing doesn't get resolved very quickly, he figures he's going to be in business for another 3 weeks. But this was the best statement that I saw about this guy, and I don't know if you saw it. He supports the people's right to protest. He's very proud of the fact that he participated in a 1987 march on Washington to free oppressed Jews in the Soviet Union. But he said he can't condone OWIS, you know, or OWS. You know why, Bob?
Why?
He can't, because this is his quote. This movement is not serious. If it was, they would not want small business going out of business.
No, of course not, because they're supposed to be protesting for small business. Once again, the ends justify the means, and you got to ask the question, when somebody takes over the public space to protest, and all the polls, people say, well, people support the movement. Well, if you ask someone if you support someone's right to protest, they're not going to say no. I'd be surprised. I'm actually surprised that some people even say no to that, because we all support First Amendment rights. But when your right to protest impinges on my right to free movement through a public space, we're going to have a problem.
Here's host Joe Bartlett with political analyst Bill de Blasio about the fringe elements moving into the Occupy movement.
Frankly, I think the whole protest has been diluted by all of the other hangers-on that have moved in, and it really it's taking away from the message and what they've set out to do, and it probably is time to end this thing. Where are you on it?
I think to date, this protest has had a very big impact on the debate all over the country, all over the world, on the fact that people need jobs, they need more fairness in our economy, and they're sick of seeing the government not respond to the economic crisis, right? So this has put pressure on people in government, people in the private sector, to actually come up with a response, and that's a very good thing. I agree with you, this movement would be wise to figure out some serious next steps, and I'd certainly, you know, urge people I know who are associated with it to start working on specific things, specific changes. That being said, I gotta tell you, the mayor can't figure out what he's doing here. He saber rattles one day, and then he talks about the First Amendment the next day. He's got to understand that he goes in there and tries to clear out such an important protest with people, you know, utilizing their First Amendment rights. It will backfire. It's the bottom line. It will backfire, and it will create more conflict. This has been, Joe, this has been so peaceful in the final analysis. The police and the protesters, they deserve a Nobel Prize for both managing 7 weeks now without a serious violent incident. So my concern is the mayor, in his frustration, and he often gets frustrated lately, pushes a button and things go real bad.
And I got a sense that he'd like to do something here. And every time you talk to him, well, it's Brookfield Properties. It's Brookfield Properties. I mean, if they gave him the go, you know he'd swoop in there and clear it out.
There's no question. I mean, emotionally, you can tell exactly where he is. But again, I think that's a little bit the mayor's personality coming out. The mayor's used to having things his way. He's, you know, this is his corporate side coming out yet again. He's expecting, he gives an order and things just happen. Guess what? It's a democracy. And these protesters, whether we can all relate to them, you know, culturally or not, is not the question. As a matter of public debate, they're making a very important impact, and they're demanding some accountability that the rest of the political system didn't achieve.
That's it. Big march in L.A. over the weekend that had some pretty interesting ramifications. All in all, we've had a pretty good hour here on The Countdown. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen.